Proclamation number 6138 of 17th of December, 1954. Development process of the spiritual. It is a lengthy process which shall bring you to maturity, which shall put the spiritual again into the state in which it was in the beginning. It is a course of development which is unspeakably arduous and agonizing, but cannot be eliminated because the distance from God was too far, and now there are endless steps to be taken from the abyss to the height, which can only be covered through a process according to divine order, through service. The love of God created this possibility for the fallen one, to serve according to God's will. The being operates in the law of compulsion. It is compelled by a natural law to be of service, in that the spiritual is bound in the various creations, which always have a maintaining and constructing purpose. Every work of creation has its purpose, its destiny. One will always serve the other. And so that the purpose of the creations is fulfilled, the spiritual bound therein is forced into a serving activity according to natural law. Through this admittedly involuntary service, the spiritual covers the path of ascent development, at first in great agony, because the bondage is an unbearable state for that which was once freely created. At first the resistance is still so great that it remains in apparent inactivity, in hard matter, which appears completely dead and immobile. But the resistance first decreases imperceptibly, then more and more, so that also the form of creation enclosing the spiritual can be loosened, so that the stay in any form also requires an ever shorter period of time. The activity is ever more apparent, so that life can be recognized in the forms which now shelter the spiritual. And so the spiritual has now passed through the various creations. It has covered the path through the stone, plant and animal world. It has served, albeit in bound will, and through serving it has brought itself into a state where the resistance to God has already become so low that it can now regain free will, that it can occupy the last creaturely form and embody itself as a human being, in order to now prove that it is willing to give up its resistance to God. And this proof is provided when the human being now serves in free will, when he ignites the love within himself which now prompts him to serve. It is an exceedingly lengthy process which the spiritual itself can also gamble away from the last stage, as a human being. All previous torments and toils become useless, if it sinks back step by step in free will. If it again abuses its free will. But this relapse is something so horrible that man is not able to imagine it. But neither can it be given the recollection of the extremely agonizing time of its ascent from the abyss, because this would impair free will, which, however, is decisive for the stage as a human being. Only the responsible aspect of their earthly life can be presented to people again and again, yet whether they believe it is up to them, but it is also decided by the soul's spiritual fate. Oh, if only people believe the responsibility they have in earthly life. If only they believe that they would have to bear the consequences themselves if they fail in the lost stage of their development. But they can only be pointed to the commandment of love, If they fulfill this, they will also recognize the significance of their earthly life of their own accord, and then they will also fulfill the lost task on earth. To serve voluntarily. And then the endless long path before will not have been in vain. They have returned to him from whom they once took their departure. Amen.